Sunday night or okay, Erev Tavshilin, a couple dinim about Erev Tavshilin. First of all, the heter being allowed to cook or do malacha for food from Yontif to Shabbos is based on the idea that midioraisa it's mutter. You couldn't get started if midioraisa would be osir. So you start with midioraisa it's mutter, and midrabbanan it's osir, and you have a takana there of tavshilin. Why is it mutter midioraisa? So there's machlekes in the Gemara. Rabba and Rav Chista, Rabba holds because of the svara of hayol, because it could be that what you're preparing is will be needed for that day, for Yom Tov itself, if Orchim come. And according to Rabba's reason, the preparations would have to be earlier in the afternoon, enough time to have the food prepared for, if Orchim come. You couldn't do it an hour before Shkia, let's say. And according to Rav Chisda, Tzorchei Shabbos is Nasim B'Yom Tov, and it's Tam, it's Mutter, Midiraisa, to prepare on Yom Tov for Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah paskens l'chatchila you should be choishish for Rabba's reason and prepare early in the day, or at least the food. The point is that the food should be ready on Friday. Others are chashulchan, and others say this is not necessary even l'chatchila. And even the Mishnah Berurah paskens that b'di'evet, if it's late and you didn't prepare yet, you could be soimich on Rav Chista's reason and just go ahead and do it. The idea of an Erev is what is the Erev. So that's also a machlekes in the Gemara. Some say it's to remind you about Shabbos, so you shouldn't forget about Shabbos. So you prepare on Yom Tov, you dafka, like prepare for Shabbos. And some say it's the Kavod Yom Tov to remind you that it's usur to prepare on Yom Tov for Chayil, because even to prepare on Yom Tov for Shabbos, you have to do this like little trick called Erev Tavshilin, where it's like you started from before Yom Tov, and you're only finishing on Yom Tov, so you realize that on Yom Tov you're not allowed to prepare for other days. So that's a shaila, what the essence of the Erev is. Very big problem, a very big question, if you can do other malachas besides food preparation on the basis of the Erev. A candle, we say, Ladluke Shraga, is called Tzorech Asudas, called Tzorech Food, or washing dishes, or the like, that's certainly called Tzorech Food. Washing dishes is not a good example, we'll see in a second why. So the Maisa, you have to ask a shiloh, if it's like to bring a Sefer Torah is the most common, if there's no Erev. If there's no Erev and you're carrying a Sefer Torah for the next day, so that's like the most common example given. But I think, but the Eved with Seimich that it's okay, based on various cheshbonos. But the Sharatzion points out that if it's not a malacha, this is important, if it's just hachana, like rolling the Sefer Torah, if it's not a question of a malacha jatachana, then certainly it's mutter, based on the Erev Tavshilin. That's certainly okay to do, even if it's not food preparation. Even if it's not food preparation, even if it has nothing to do with food, but if it's not a malacha, it's just hachana, then it's mutter on the basis of the Erev Tavshilin. And, of course, I don't know if it's of course, Erev Tavshilin is only matter to do things on Friday, not on Thursday. Okay.